Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And what a blessing and honor it is to be with you today. And we just thank the Lord for each and every one of you who are watching this program and listening to this program, because it is truly a blessing to us to be able to share God's heart and be able to maybe encourage and exalt and lift you up and bring you to another place. You know, we're talking this week about families, and we're talking about speaking blessings over our families. You know, we need to pronounce God's blessings over your children, and they'll grow up to be winners in the fight of life. You know, we need to understand that as we function and design to speak the blessings and the favor of God, Psalms chapter 5 verse 12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." Now I want you to think just a minute. So what do you believe and say to your loved ones every day? What do you really believe and what do you say? You know, for the Orthodox Jew, on Friday evening in their homes, the father lays his hands on his children and pronounces blessings over them. No wonder Jewish children grow up to be winners in the fight of life. They become some of the greatest, world's greatest and most powerful inventors, bankers, musicians, and entertainers. Now, although they're a minority race, the Jews have produced most number of Nobel Prize winners than anybody else. I believe it's because they bless their children in the same way the patriarchs of the Old Testament did. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob released God's blessings upon their children by laying hands on them and speaking forth the blessings. Now, how many times do you speak forth the blessings over your children? How many times do you lay your hands on them and pray over them and bless them? You know, we can find that in Genesis 27. We can find that in Genesis 38. We can find that in Genesis 48. You know, in the New Testament, the apostles pronounced blessings over the churches they were preaching to. How many times do we speak blessings over our children each and every day? You know, I remember back when Anita was pregnant with John Thomas, our first child. And I remember we'd lay down at night. And you know how you are. You're so excited because you're having a baby and it's your first baby and you don't know what you're doing and you're really excited about it, and I would lay my hand on her stomach as we were laying in bed at night, and I would speak to that child and I would say, you know, you're going to be the smartest one in the class, and you're going to learn very quickly, and you're going to be very intelligent, and you're going to grow up to be a fine young man, a fine father, and a fine husband, and all these things. And you know, John turned out pretty well. So to the church at Philippi, Paul declared, "And my God shall supply all you need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus," in Philippians 4:19. So we see that here Paul was speaking the blessings over the church at Philippi. He was speaking the favor and the blessings over. You know, when our daughter came along, we speak blessings over them. We speak favor over them. You know, John released a powerful blessing upon Jairus when he said, "Beloved, I pray that thou might prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers," in 3 John chapter 1 and 2. So we see here that pronouncing those blessings over our loved ones, pronouncing those blessings and those favor. You know, even Jesus pronounced a blessing of deliverance on a daughter of a woman, and he said, "Go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter," in Mark 7:29. That was a blessing of deliverance to Proxy. The woman took it by faith and found that her daughter was well when she reached home, in verse 30 of Mark chapter 7. So we see that the blessings and the favor that he was speaking over them, so the centurion took the blessing by faith and healing and came upon his servant back home in Matthew chapter 8:8-13. So they spoke these blessings. So we need to pronounce God's blessing over our children, and they'll grow up to be winners in the fight of life. So we got to speak those blessings. We got to speak that favor. We got to speak that abundance over our children. You know, speak life over our children. Don't say you're never going to amount to anything. Speak favor. Speak abundance. Speak health. You know, the parents of a little girl did the same thing while worshiping in church with us. You know, their daughter was in the hospital in the final stages of cancer. And when we pronounced the blessings of healing that Sunday, she received it and pronounced it over their daughter. And as soon as discharged from the hospital, she was healed. She was soon discharged from the hospital and she was healed. What a blessing that is today. You know, my friend, bless your loved ones. Declare over them, "The Lord blesses you and surrounds you with favor as with a shield." Speak forth your own blessing by declaring, "Thank you, Lord, that you prosper me and I'm an excellent health." Say those things over your life day after day after day. You know, I'm walking in the favor of God. I'm walking in the blessings of God. I'm walking in the abundance of God. I'll learn. I'll have the mind of Christ. Christ. I walk in divine health. I walk in divine favor. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Everything that wants to rise up against me, it's got to come down, because the Bible's very plain in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of your tongue. So it's not in the power of God, it's in the power of your tongue. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 6:2, you and I are snared by the words, or we're taken by the words. So we see throughout the Bible that as we speak life and we declare life over situations and circumstances, those things manifest into our life. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, that's exactly what he is. What do you think about yourself? What are you speaking over yourself? That's the beauty of grace.